All right. Hey, yo.
59. Episode 59. Episode 59.
Okay.
We're the Controversy Podcast, episode 59.
We are here.
We're here. No.
The funniest start to our podcast.
I just dropped all this water, y'all.
He just wasted water.
And you know the water here is so good, too. Y'all know that. That's what makes it worse. So if you're watching it live, you can see me up front and personal. What's up, y'all? Usually I'm in the further back. I'll be reading some comments today. We're the Controversy Podcast. We got Julian Robinson in the building. Julian.
Yes, yes. J-Rob. J-Rob the Great.
Amen, amen. J-Rob the Great. My name is Jerm Griffin. You can follow me at Jerm.Griffin on Instagram, Jerm Twix on Twitter. Julian.
This is Julian Robinson. You can follow me at JWizzle_on Instagram.
Awesome, awesome.
Yes.
Oh, man. If you are in, listen, y'all in for a treat today. Y'all in for a treat today. You know, this was like one of the episodes, Rob. I was like, should we really? Do we got to? And I started to think about it. I was like, yeah, we got to. We'll be talking about this P. Diddy Cassie situation.
Yes. And,
we'll be talking about a lot more than that, but really specifically we'll be talking about the Cassie, P. Diddy, pretty much their whole situation going on with sexual assault. Sexual assault is no joke. Allegations and is no joke, you know what I mean? We gotta take them serious even when we hear them. And you know, again, this was not a criminal case, but as of recently there was some allegations made by the singer Cassie. Cassandra is her real name.
She made Cassandra allegations. Ventura.
Ventura.
Cassandra Ventura is her real name.
She made some allegations against Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
He wears many hats, many different names.
But what?
I just say weird. He has different.
Oh, he has different names. Yes.
Yes. P. Yeah. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
Yes.
Sean Combs is real name.
Right. And you know, this is big news. She was able to file under the Adult Survivors Act essentially is a New York law. If you're a New York resident, you can file if you believe you've been pretty much sexually for sexual misconduct. Victims can pretty
that happen as you are adult.
Yes, that happened as you were an adult.
That's the difference between the Adult Survivor Act and the Child Survivor Act.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, if the sexual misconduct happened, if you were an adult, you can file under this law. It was a 1-year window, so the law did expire.
Yes.
And it lasted about a year. The statute of limitations was pretty much held up. So it could have happened 60, 70 years ago. If you were sexually assaulted and you're a resident of New York, you could have filed under that.
Yes, and it allows the victim to allows them to look into the victim case for that year.
Right. So as we know, it was about I hear it was about roughly 3,000 cases. There was about 3,000 cases that were pretty much filed under this. So it got some, you know what I mean? People definitely hopped on this thing, you know what I mean? And yeah, it was a whole situation for a while. People were like, hey, what's popping off here? Why are all these people putting in sexual assault cases? Jamie Foxx got hit with one. The mayor, Eric Adams, got hit with one. So a lot of powerful men. Cuomo got hit with another one. I think Cuba Gooding Jr. Now, I don't know if his was under the act, but Cuba Gooding Jr. got hit with two more. He was already dealing with some cases. I mentioned P. Diddy got hit with a Cassie case. That's what we'll be talking about today. Cassie pretty much was saying she pretty much got sexually assaulted and raped, and there was sex sex trafficking popping off. There was pretty much sex trafficking popping off, abuse in all forms, in you know, physical and emotional forms. And you know, the case got settled, but then there was two more cases to come out against P. Diddy. You hear about that, Rob?
Two more cases?
So this sexual assault, yeah. There were two more cases, one of which pretty much was a rape allegation against him and Aaron Hall. Aaron Hall is an R&B singer from a group called Guy, okay? And pretty much the allegation was that these guys raped her, like, back to back, like, in the same place, same time, and everything. And they were tag-teaming the chick, almost. You know what I mean?
Tag-teaming?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's what it almost sounded like. So, yeah, ain't nothing funny, nothing to joke around with. Sexual assault and rape is serious. It's serious.
It is.
So P. Diddy, you know, was in the news. This guy had been in the music industry, a powerful figure since the 90s, since the 80s. He was an intern at Uptown Records, okay? Uptown Records. Yes, he was an intern at Uptown Records in the 80s, okay? So he was with people like Andre Harrell, okay? Andre Harrell and others. And so this guy been in the music game for a while. As we all know, he was also head of Bad Boy Records in the 90s. Uptown Records break off into the artists go to his label, Bad Boy Records, and some of the artists went to Death Row Records. Yeah, he's been in the game literally since the 80s, man. So not more power to Puff, but... You know, these are like big allegations for hip hop, for R&B, for Black American history, really. And if you don't know the case, you know, me and Rob can explain a little bit. You know,
oh, for sure.
What pretty much was she saying happened to her, Rob? Specifically, well,
one. There's a lot she said has happened, and she said it happened as soon as she started, you know, dating P. Diddy, right?
Right.
As soon as she started dating P. Diddy, she got fastly driven into his, like, lifestyle of abuse. That is what she claiming in the case. She claiming he extorted her with drugs. He been very violent towards her. Smashed her face with glass. At a hotel, paid the hotel $50,000 to delete the video.
Yeah.
Now $50,000, that's a lot.
She got stomped out. Stomped in the car, like kicked in the face.
Said there was some freak outs.
There's a freak off.
The freak outs.
No, you know where. Freak off.
Where he invited some, what is to call it?
Sex workers.
Sex workers, yes. Yeah, he invited some sex workers to have sex with her while he masturbated. Nah, I think that one's a little crazy. That one's definitely a little crazy.
Yeah. It was an on and off relationship, by the way. For about 11 years, Cassie was in bed or in dealings with P. Diddy. And sounds like there was one point she was talking to the rapper Kid Cudi.
Oh, man, you hit on the kid that I was about to hit on.
So Kid Cudi and Cassie were talking a little bit.
In 2012.
2012?
Yep, in 2012. Cassie and Kid Cudi was dating.
Oh man, 2012, Kid Cudi was poppin' bopping.
And
he was popping.
In the case, she claimed that P. Diddy blew up Kid Cudi's car.
Yes.
Because he was mad that Kid Cudi was dating Cassie.
Yes. Yes.
But, and Kid Cudi kind of confirmed it, too. He said his car did blow up.
Yeah.
Around the time.
Yeah.
So, we know P. Diddy, you know, behavior.
Right.
Nothing right. new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun.
Nothing new under the sun. We know P. Diddy, he done a lot of stuff.
Right. Right. Going back to the history of P. Diddy, it's such a long history, we couldn't touch it all during mm-hmm. this podcast. But there's a few things you should know. The first thing is that that 1999 gun charge he got hit with J-Lo.
Mm. Yeah.
Pretty much there was a shooting. Someone got shot in a New York bar or restaurant. And, you know, people went to jail and stuff, and the streets say it was really him that shot the person. He just got hit with a gun charge. Someone else, one of his artists, went to jail. J-Lo, who he was dating at the time, she pretty much, you know, she got out safe and sound, no charges for some reason, I don't think. So that's a whole nother case back in like the late 90s. So this guy, you know, and again, this Cassie thing, it's just allegedly, you know, it was a civil case, wasn't even a criminal case. Oh, P. Diddy should be in jail. P. Diddy was, this was just a civil case. So she was suing him for $30 million, you know.
Yeah.
So he wasn't gonna, it wasn't like he was about to go to jail. It wasn't like he was about to go to jail for doing any of this, you know.
Well, and here's the thing, because it said before he tried to settle with her before for $1 million, and she said no. See, I'm bringing the controversy now. Now she tossed out, and she settled for $30 million.
Actually, we don't know how much they settled for. She was suing for $30 million. They settled out of court within 24 hours of the filing this case, and we technically still don't know how much he had to pay to get this thing settled.
Mm. That's true.
But we can assume it's over $30 million.
Yeah. Well,
right.
Now I'm starting the controversy early, man. I'm not even gonna let it simmer this time.
Oh man.
I'm not even gonna let it simmer.
Thank
back
God.
To what we talked about with the Adult Survivor Act, brother. Cause I know after I say this, no Me Too person better not come. Because alright, I ain't denying anything P. Diddy might have done, right? But why did she wait a week before that Survivor Act is over to say something? And then she even tweeted and said, yeah, it's a week. The Survivor Act is almost over.
What?
She said that.
She was on Twitter?
Well, I don't know if she tweeted, but she did say it when she came out.
Wow. Yeah, a bunch of cases got filed within the last like 1 or 2 weeks, by the way. Including this one. So I think it expired Thanksgiving. In that week.
Yeah, I think it was like the 23rd because it was a year long. It started November.
Yeah, 2022.
22nd or 23rd of 2022.
Yeah.
Until, and it was a year long.
Yep.
So she followed in November of, I think. November 17.
Okay.
I think.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, week before it ended.
Yeah.
Got the case. Now they settled the case quickly.
Right.
Obviously, P. Diddy don't want anything else coming out. Check out Surviving P. Diddy. That should be coming out soon.
Oh, that's coming out soon. No doubt. It's coming out soon.
But yeah, so
that's coming out soon.
So. My controversy is, you know, you had a year to really say this stuff. You waited until this thing is almost over. I mean, brother, you got any comments or anything?
I don't know. I We don't know the timing of this. Okay, so let's go through the real timeline. If you really want to bring that up, she got out of her... She got off of Bad Boy Records in 2019.
Yes, and that 2019, she got out of her relationship. She got out of her abuse. She got out of Bad Boy's
Records
in 2019. 19. She dated P. Diddy back in 2005. 2005 is when they started dating, is when she first started coming out.
Right.
In 2005. Now, I get it. In the summer, in the beginning, because she did say, you know, she called out the record labels that knew.
Right.
She called out the people around him that knew. She did call out people in the case and said they knew and they didn't say nothing.
Yes. Oh, his head of security actually came out and tweeted something. No, this was after... This is after 2000... This is after the case got settled. P. Diddy's head of security actually did come out and say, hey, I've been silent for so long, I want to say something. Mm. Oh, this security guard, this head of security under Diddy, he was named by Cassie... in the report as being one of the witnesses to P. Diddy stomping her out. So now he even saying after it settled, hey, yo, she's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, he would say after it's settled.
Right, after it gets settled.
So
what's been holding y'all back for so long? My question to you is, you're worried about the year thing. I'm more concerned about since 2019, this isn't your boss, this isn't your boyfriend, this isn't your husband. 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023. That's 4 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, she got married within these 4 years.
So yep, yep, yep.
She got 2 kids now.
Now so we can go there.
You a wife? You a mom? And listen, at the end of the day, we don't want to do any victim blaming. But they tell me, Rob, this mm-hmm. is what they tell me. I'm not yep. saying I'm all for it, but I will say there might be something to this. They say the psychology of a victim after trauma may cause them not to tell right away.
Yes, and for anybody who's just hopping on, we're talking about the P. Diddy and Cassie case.
Yes, World of Controversy Podcast, episode 59. Yeah, so Rob, what do you think? Like, if I mean, so, I've never been so in such a traumatic state where I'm like, I can't tell. But they do tell me that they can't really tell right away after they've been raped or, you know, sexually assaulted, molested. You know, you tell me.
Well, here's the thing. Now, I have heard, you know, it may take years to get everything out, you know, because of the trauma, whatever. But here's the thing, all right? Because there ain't nothing new under the sun. We know how Hollywood entertainment business goes on. And not even just that. Like, all over. Especially a lot of these rich people, a lot of these people that pay for everything, which P. Diddy was doing for Cassie.
Uh-oh.
Paying expensive hotels, flights, everything.
Games.
You know, and you know.
Red carpet.
And this is the crazy part. She, as you said, is married now, right?
Yeah.
She went from the high life, right?
Right.
Luxurious life. To who she married with now?
I don't even know.
She's married to a regular guy.
She is?
She ain't married no big shot. He ain't no big shot. He's a regular dude. So we already know. Now come on, red pill guy. Oh, yeah, no, we about to hit the red pill. Let me get the Jason Black out here. Uh-oh. Jason Black, Kevin. We're going to put the Kevin Samuels out here. All right. So, you went from the fast life down to a regular guy, right? So, let's be real. A lot of these women that is used to that certain lifestyle will get with a guy that can't provide that lifestyle, they start to regret it in a way. Especially Now, especially if they're not in a spiritual, in a spiritual lifestyle.
She was stomped up.
She was stomped up. She was
beat.
She was beat. But guess what? She was living a luxurious lifestyle.
She had to have sex with male sex workers.
Yeah.
She was in darkness, forced to take drugs.
Forced to take drugs, yeah. But I'm going to give you this.
Supposedly.
Some of these women walking around here will take that to get that lifestyle.
All right, is it that, worth it?
Then they say, now, you heard Jason Black said this. That woman says they'd rather cry in a Rolls Royce than be happy in a Bentley. Meaning, they'll take a rich guy that will cheat on them than be happy and in love for the guy, a poor guy that can give them all the happiness.
Wow.
Now,
alright, talk to me, Rob. Talk to me, Rob.
Alright, let's talk to you.
I'm trying to figure out, because, you know, again, everything's alleged, you know, and we're gonna get to the P. Diddy, you know, don't thank P. Diddy off the hook on this episode, but I have been thinking about the Cassie thing. And, okay, you know, I've heard both arguments of this. Yo, this would make sense because P. Diddy might have demonic ties. There's been other people to die around P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
That people are like, hey, this person dying, you know, maybe P. Diddy got something to do with the deaths, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, they did put him, before this case came out, when they arrested the guy for Tupac.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
They also connected P. Diddy with that.
Wait.
Remember? Wait. So P. Diddy's hitting some cases there.
Right. So his name come up in some cases.
Yeah, well, I already know he's connected with Tupac and Duff. He's connected. We know he's connected with Biggie's Duff.
We know he's connected with the Kim Porter death.
Kim Porter, oh, for sure.
Kim Porter was, you know, they did the autopsy. We really don't know, but the autopsy came back and said that she died. She was poisoned. Mm. Some people have said she was poisoned. So she's an ex of, she's an ex of P. Diddy's, also a former employee with Uptown Records. That Uptown Records is what I was told to. It's a precursor of Bad Boy Records. So, yeah, and almost every single executive of Uptown Records is dead. So we got to look into all this stuff. Now, I will say with the Cassie thing, and I've heard this argument. Have you thought about this? Okay, even with the R. Kelly stuff.
Anyway, with R. Kelly.
These women, do we really want to sit back and believe these women were held against their will, prisoners to these men, and they were out and about? It's not like they're stuck in a basement. They were at games. They were at red carpets. They were like around people. Like, you know, it's not. So the one guy was saying this whole thing fake. one conspiracy guy was saying, he's like, I know this is fake. How you a prisoner and like getting traffic when you're out and about in the high life right in front of everybody? Could it be both at the same time?
Okay. She is in the high life, right?
Yes.
Like I broke down. She's in the highlight.
On camera, famous.
On camera, yes. He brought her on a red carpet and everything. But
hits.
What happened behind closed doors where nobody's looking? Right. And then there's people around that knew what's going on and didn't say nothing. This ain't nothing new.
Right.
We got similar stories even in the Bible that talks similar to stuff like this.
Okay.
Go to Genesis 34. Where we talk about the story of Jacob's daughter, Dinah. and how she got raped. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm bringing it out.
Genesis 34. Wow.
Yep. But before we go there, let's take a quick break.
Poppin' Box is an online shop that helps you express your style and share your style with the people you love. Poppin' Box Shop is a family-owned online company that has products for anyone at any age. We have flasks, coasters, cups, and so many more things that you can either gift to your favorite people or keep as a treat to yourself. Looking for something personal to you? You are always welcome to get an item personalized with your name, initials, or get something a certain color. You won't want to miss our holiday deals throughout the year if you are looking for a special way to celebrate. We ship our products nationally, but we'll also deliver if we are close enough. Please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Poppin' Box Shop. Need a gift that shows you love and care for a loved one? Make sure you go on www.poppinboxshop.com for endless personalized gifts. Use coupon code WOC_podcast10 to receive 10% off your next item. Remember to stay poppin'.
Alrighty, here we go. Alright guys, this is What a Controversy Podcast. The podcast that give you all forms of controversy. Episode 59.
Yes, episode 59. I thought you were going to say I'm black.
Oh yeah, we're black. Oh man, I'm off my game. We're black. Yes, World of Controversy Podcast, episode 59. We're talking about the P. Diddy and Cassie case.
Yes. I'm your brother Jerm Griffin. We are here in the Philly studios. We got Julian Rob on the track. Julian.
J Rob on the track. I'm right here. So before we took our little quick break, whatever. Before we took our break. I had went on to bring up the Bible, right? Because ain't nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Am I correct?
Absolutely.
So, yes. Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Right.
We know we got similar Bible stories out there.
Right.
I went to Genesis 34.
Right.
Jacob's daughter, Dinah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And she was out meeting some woman, right? By herself. The king, Hamu's son, I can't pronounce the name right. Shechem's, something like that. Saw her, took her, and raped her.
Dang.
Yeah. Then after he raped her, he goes to Jacob, right?
Right.
Jacob find out. The brothers find out. So Jacob's sons knows, right? So he goes to Jacob, him and his father, and asks, can he marry the daughter?
Mm-hmm.
After he raped her. So yeah, you marry your daughters, y'all come in our land and marry our daughters, we can be one big happy family. So Jacob's son said, We can't let you marry our sisters with you being uncircumcised. Let them be circumcised. Let everyone land. They went back, got circumcised, right?
Yeah.
And what Jacob's sons did, they went in the land and killed all the males in there and got their sister out.
Oh, shoot. Dang. So they did something that Cassie's people couldn't even do for her.
I mean, I don't know if we can say Cassie people can't do for her.
It sounds like they couldn't. You let your sister be with P. Diddy for 10 years? Be honest.
No. But here's
Heck
the,
no.
But here's the thing.
I wish he would blow up my car, man.
But here's the thing, though. Because we don't know if Cassie said anything to her people at that time. Now we got two different time periods.
Okay.
We definitely got two different time periods.
Right.
Also, woman has more rights now than back in biblical times.
Right.
Where if she wanted to stay, she's going to stay.
Right. Right.
Mm. In a lot of these cases, these women don't want to leave. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And tell me I'm wrong. Mm. It's hard to get somebody out in an abusive relationship.
Okay.
Because here's the thing. You gotta be sick and tired of being sick and tired before you can change. Before you can step out. Because though that man may be beating her, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say this. I'm gonna hit it personal. Let's say your sister was in an abusive relationship. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, you can go and get your sister out.
Right.
Beat her. Beat the dude up, whatever. Get your sister out.
Right.
But if she's not ready to leave,
right,
she's going right back to that abusive relationship. And it's gonna, it definitely hurts.
There was times, and even in a, now I hear that, but it, this is why some people are saying, practically saying this was sex trafficking and kidnap, because there were times she practically tried to run away.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that too.
She was coerced in this thing. Tried to talk to Hikari for me.
And she did say the last time he came up in her house,
he raped
and raped her.
Raped.
And she said no.
Of course.
She said no, and he pushed himself on her.
Push.
Now it's the last. I think that was the last thing they had.
Right. Right.
He bust into her house, forced himself on her.
Yeah, that was the last joint. It's a power thing. It is a power thing.
It is.
In fact, it was a power thing. Even him taking her from Ryan Leslie. She was with another producer, and he pretty much took her out of that relationship. Mm. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's this joint bad. I don't know if y'all heard about how P. Diddy and Ryan Leslie, like the whole situation behind how P. Diddy initially even got Cassie. Cassie was with a whole nother dude. A producer named Ryan Leslie. P. Diddy start talking to Cassie. I think she may have even modeled a little bit at the time for his, what was the brand that he had? Sean Combs, it wasn't FUBU, and it wasn't Rockaware. It was something else. I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think, cause I know he had worked with a lot of Jones.
He had a fashion brand, and it probably still around. But there was a time it actually was relatively popular. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Definitely more popular than today.
And you also got to know P. Diddy also is partnered with Ciroc.
Yes. No, that may have been after this, right? That may have been after 2005 when they met. But the point is that there was a time that Cassie was actually in a relationship with someone else, not the husband she with now, but a producer named Ryan Leslie. And so P. Diddy started talking to her. He's like, oh, I want her. He makes a fake flyer saying that Cassie is going to be in Florida. Y'all, listen to this. This is how crazy this allegation stuff is. He makes a fake flyer. You know, she needs an excuse to leave Ryan Leslie. Go down to Florida to an event. Oh, I'm going to go to an event that I'm hosting. Here, Ryan Leslie. He sees a flyer. Probably thought it was a real flyer. P. Diddy made that flyer. It was no event happening in Florida that she was a part of. She go down there, meet up with P. Diddy. They drink and have sex on the first time meeting down in Florida. That was it with pretty much the relationship between Ryan Leslie and her. And yeah, it just goes to show this whole thing was about control. This whole thing, you know, and it sounds like a lot of people, I was listening to Hotep Jesus talk a little bit about it. A lot of people was thinking at the time, dang, P. Diddy literally took this woman from a whole nother man. From a whole nother man. And
that's not new.
ain't nothing new under the sun. You just
ain't
said
nothing
it.
New.
So,
but you know, she with these entertainers.
Yeah. Ain't nothing new under the sun. I'm still trying to figure out this whole thing with why Kid Cudi ain't speak up. Come on, Rob. You trying to spit game at the chick, your car get blew up. You coming out to the news or what? Man, everyone would have knew about that situation. Hey, y'all, I think it was P. Diddy. The person that blew up my car, yeah, I got a good feeling that this was P. Diddy. Man, I would have been letting everybody know. This is 2012, too. P. Diddy was popping back then. I mean, Kid Cudi, well, that's one of Kid Cudi's primes.
Well, didn't you say there's a power thing?
Yes.
P. Diddy had been in the game for years.
Right.
At one point, P. Diddy was the richest rapper alive.
Yes. Yes. He's still like top three, top two.
He's still up there in the top. He's definitely a
millionaire, yeah.
Yeah. But, and that was before Dre sold Beats to Apple for $2 billion.
Yeah.
Yep. So that put Dre up there.
Yeah, Dre.
Then Jay-Z made it up there.
Yeah.
But before that, I mean,
yeah,
you know, they still was in the top five.
Right. And not to say he's making money from his records either.
Oh, no, no.
I saw a percentage years ago, like, I think it was less than like 25% of his wealth came from his music.
Well, here's the thing. Wealth like that, most of the times, you know, these rappers are doing deals. 50 Cent got, you know, vitamin water.
Right, yeah, yeah.
He got a show power that's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, P. Diddy, he was working with, he got Ciroc.
Yeah.
He got Revolt. Mm-hmm. They took him down.
Yeah.
And they took him down as CEO.
Chairman.
Oh, chairman. Yeah, they took him out.
I think he stepped down.
He stepped down, yes.
He stepped down after these allegations.
Which is a usual thing when an allegation comes.
Right.
For the head person. Yeah. Usually they step down for a little bit.
Yeah, to save the brand.
Yeah, and once the allegation is over, they come back on as the you know, chairman, whatever.
That could be true.
Yeah. And sometimes they publicly say they step down, but in the background they're still doing the work.
Right. All I know is that there's a lot of people saying there's truth to these allegations. Kid Cudi already said his car actually got blew up. The security guard already came out and said, hey, I've been silent for too long. No, I don't think he explicitly said everything she's saying is correct, but he's now like, I got four doors, I need to speak up, whatever that means. So that already tells you, if it did go to trial, she may have had some witnesses and, you know.
Now this is the funny part. You said after the after they settled, the security guard spoke up, right?
Yeah, I believe it was that.
But during the time, and this is what she said in her case, when she tried to leave, they told her that her career will be over. She said the people in P. Diddy's circle, security guards and all that is working for him, told her career will be over. She will go down if she leaves.
Let me tell you something about that.
I
know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. They held her career over her like a darn piece of bread over a duck.
Mm-hmm.
This woman been on Bad Boy Records from 2005 to 2019. And Rob, I'm going to be honest. I think this is the saddest part about this whole story. Her music career, the prime of her life, beautiful woman, 19 years old, 20, 21, 22, 23, all them years.
Mm-hmm.
One record was released. One album after being with one of the most famous, richest hip-hop moguls, as they say, right? They've been calling him hip-hop. There was one album release. And really only one or two hits. Me and you.
Yeah.
Rob, I just went to my roommate the other day. I said, name another hit. Name one other hit by this woman.
Yo.
Besides being they were saying she's the professional girlfriend of P. Diddy. Dude, do you know they were working on Me and You before they got together? Ryan Leslie, her ex, was working on Me and You. That's the reason why P. Diddy was like, oh, whoa, this song is hot. Let me hop on and get her on the track. Let me get her on this record. So really, he did little to nothing for her professional music career at all. Solo. No, obviously, she's featured in a nice little bit, by the way. She's featured in a nice little bit. She's, you know, she, like we were saying the whole time, she's been seen, red carpet, she in this, she was in Step Up 2 and stuff. I'm not saying that his connections ain't help her at all, but one album? There's independent artists releasing more albums. Dude, you're in a relationship with P. Diddy. Dog, they messed her career up. They did her dirtier than the producer did. Kesha, arguably. Remember Kesha? Kesha was pretty much saying she getting raped. And her producer was like, we're not releasing no music. We're not releasing nothing of your music. We ain't hear a Kesha track. When the last time you heard Kesha? For a good while, she was on a darn hiatus because she was in a case where her producer wasn't releasing. And if you look at these allegations with Cassie, there was times she tried to leave. P. Diddy's lawyer is hitting her up like, hey, I suggest you talk to P. Diddy because we might want to, you know, we might have trouble releasing your next project.
Right, you know.
We might have trouble, air quotes. I'm putting up air quotes, trouble releasing your next project. Well, there might be a delay.
What she claims it was a lot of manipulation. Look,
right.
She even said P. Diddy had her medical records.
Right.
Sent to him.
Right. But Rob, it just messes me up because she's in the game as a model. She's in the game as a musician. And she's not even doing what she want to do because she's stuck in this abusive relationship. Allegedly. I feel bad, bro. You get out and you know, I don't know what she produced in them 5 years since this case came out and when she got out of Bad Boys.
Well, look, that's another thing. Her name is not up there. She's with a regular dude. Regular dude. He's not no big time nothing. No producer. No producer. No like rapper, singer. No like.
I think he's something. I think her new husband is something, Rob.
He might be something, but he ain't up there in the status.
No. I'm gonna be honest. She may have wanted to take the reality TV route. If that was me, I would have been a housewife or something.
Yeah.
I would have been a housewife what? San Diego or wherever she from. I don't know.
She came out. She came out, right?
Right.
And look how quick P. Diddy went to settle this.
Right.
Closed them out.
She says she got the tell-all book coming up.
Oh, she definitely gonna have the tell-all.
But she might not now because that settlement was out of court. We don't know how much she paid, and we don't know
what he wanted
her to do to be like, hey, I'm gonna pay you this amount. We know it was more than 30. If she's like, hey, I'll take whatever million. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you can't
say nothing.
Any book, any album, any music, any book, any documentary at all about this relationship, or you going out like Kim Porter.
Hey, I mean, I believe it.
You going out like Kid Cudi's car.
Now,
that's bad. That's scary as heck. But I would have taken that money and shut up. And it looked like that's what she did. She got a husband.
She didn't say all this to clear herself. She said it, and what she wanted in the settlement, in the suit, she did ask for money.
Right.
So. She settled.
It's a civil court. It's a civil case. That's all you can ask for.
That's all she asked for was for money. That was it.
Right. And she got it. And
she got it. Yep. So whatever she do with it,
right.
Hopefully she can make some investments and do some, make some more money. Right. You know, help her out. Right. But you know, some people ain't that.
Right.
Right. But I'm not saying she is or she not.
Right. Exactly. So, how much do we want to believe? What do I actually wanted to ask you this, if we really want to get into some controversy.
Uh-oh, let's go.
2005, 2019. All right, so now it's 2023. Under New York, I think the statute of limitations now is 20 years. I think before it was 3 years. Mm. So just if people don't know the legal stuff, if the crime happened, if this sexual assault and sexual misconduct, I don't think every crime, but sexual misconduct, sexual assault, and I think even rape, that crime had to have happened within 3 years for you to do a civil case or a criminal case, something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lengthened it to 20 years up in New York State. So now, you can wait 20, you wait about 19 years and be like, hey, y'all, by the way, I got raped 19 years ago. I don't know where you're going to get the evidence. You do got witnesses, but where are you going to get the evidence? You can get witnesses, but. So, what do you personally, you know, what's your thoughts on statute of limitations? Do we need them? Should we have them? Should there be a limit to how long I got as a victim to accuse or put, you know, to actually file a lawsuit against my abuser?
I think we should, because in a lot of these cases, you're coming out, I mean, not a lot, but like, all right, I think we should, because some of these cases, you are coming out years when it's too late. Like the Bill Cosby thing. Y'all coming out 30 years after where there's no evidence. Like, you don't got the evidence in there no more.
Right.
We should have a limit to when you should file.
Right.
Because then we can get a significant amount of time of getting evidence.
Right.
Now, some stuff she said about him videotaping, she got rid of the videos, and when they was on a plane ride, he played one of the videos for her and all this.
What?
Yeah.
I ain't even hear about it.
Yeah, the videos he made her, the sex tapes she made.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah. Yo. But
recording at them freakums, them freakos.
There is a crew that says, there is activists that believe there should be no statute of limitations. There's a crew, there's some activists that do believe, you know that, right? That you, at any point in time, you can come out and say, I was raped by an abuser. Because in some people's heads, the trauma of the rape or the trauma of the sexual misconduct was enough for there to be a delay in when the victim could come out and actually speak up or file the case.
Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear nothing about no Me Too movement. But here's the thing. We got people who had done the crime, right?
Yes.
And then we got people that do the falsely accusing because they mad. They ain't get their way.
Right.
So, what should we put in there for people like them? Because we know false accusations happen a lot.
You're right.
So, we got to have a middle ground here.
So, the statute of limitations is a middle ground for you.
To a certain extent.
3 years, should it be 20? I mean, what you
think? To a certain extent, yes, statute of limitation is like a middle ground.
Compromise.
What I say, how many years? Because one, I definitely don't think if it's 30 years ago, person already old and about to be in their grave, most likely. Am I correct?
Should that person not be held accountable?
should that person not be held accountable? I mean, if it happens, yes, he should be held. Okay. Should be held accountable. But at the same time, are you coming out and trying to arrest somebody when they already about to be like in their grave?
Should that person not be held accountable?
I already answered that question. So, are we gonna arrest somebody that's already about to be in their grave?
Lock them up. This cat's out here promoting a vaccine that's about to be in their grave. Lock these people up. George Soros out here paying people to throw bricks out here with the Black Lives Matter, man. They got the CIA and stuff, Kissinger and all these. These people are old. These people were old doing this stuff. Man, lock these people up.
Yo. Look. I'm going to say this. You should have a certain amount of years to come out.
Queen of England and stuff.
That's what I would say. You got a certain amount of years. I don't believe it should take you 20 or 30, 40 years to come out. And I'm sorry. I know I'm going to have some people.
The psychology of the victim.
I get that.
Maybe when you get trauma in your life.
I had trauma in my life, bro.
And you came right out?
I had trauma.
Oh, not this again.
I had trauma in my life, but bro. It shouldn't take.
Poppin' Box Shop. Please go on there. PoppinBoxShop.com. Where the Controversy Podcast. Episode 59. Rob.
All right. Sorry, we got to cut this one short for you guys. But this is the World Controversy Podcast, the podcast to give you all forms of controversy. Follow us on YouTube, WC_pod. Follow us on Facebook, World Controversy Podcast. Follow us on Instagram, WC_podcast. Follow us on Twitter, WC_pod. And follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, anywhere you find a podcast. World of Controversy Podcast. World of Controversy Podcast. All right, we out. Bye.